Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yanta. Election Commission has issued notification for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections 2024. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 1 union territory in this phase. All 7 seats of Delhi, all 10 seats of Haryana, 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats each of Bihar and West Bengal, 6 seats of Odisha and 4 seats of Jharkhand will go to polls in the sixth phase. 6th May is the last date for candidates to submit their nominations. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 7th and the last date of withdrawal of candidature is 9th May. Polling will be held on 25th May. The counting of votes for all the phases will be done on 4th June. In Assam, campaigning has reached its peak for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls in the state. Guwahati, Barpeda, Kokrajhar and Thupri constituencies will be covered in the third phase where 47 candidates are in the fray. Chief Minister and Senior BJP Leader Himanta Biswa Sarma, AIUDF Chief Badruddin Ajmal, State Congress President Bhupen Kumar Bora, Assam Gana Parishad President Adul Bora and Boroland People's Front Chief Hagrama Mahilari are holding rallies to woo the voters. Union Home Minister and Senior BJP Leader Amit Shah will also hold a roadshow in Guwahati today. Both the BJP and the Congress fielded women candidates in the prestigious Guwahati Lok Sabha seats. BJP has given the ticket to party leader Bijuli Kalita Methi, replacing sitting MP Kuin Ocha, and while Congress has fielded former BJP leader Meera Borthakur Goswami. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Jauhan has concluded a comprehensive visit to France. In a statement, Defence Ministry said that the visit has reaffirmed the continued long-standing strategic partnership between India and France and further reinforcing the bilateral defence cooperation between the two nations. The interactions of CDS with Director of Civil and Military Cabinet of the Ministry of the French Armed Forces, Patrick Bailoc, and Chief of Military Cabinet of the Ministry of Armed Forces, Lieutenant General Vincent Giraud, have enabled exchange of views on areas of common interest and mutual security concerns. Defence Ministry said interactions with the top leadership of the French defence industry, including Dassault, Safran and naval groups, and Thales Alenia Space towards futuristic capacity building of the Indian Armed Forces would provide an impetus to indigenization. In a joint operation, the Indian Coast Guard has seized 86 kilograms of drugs worth 600 crore rupees from the Pakistani boat and arrested 14 persons on board the vessel off the Porbandar coast in Gujarat on Sunday. According to the official release, the overnight operation in the Arabian Sea was carried out by ICG in coordination with the Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad and the Narcotics Control Bureau. The Pakistani boat, along with its crew, was apprehended and brought to Porbandar for further investigations. This is the 11th such successful law enforcement operations in the last 3 years by ICG and other agencies. The Ministry of Mines, in collaboration with the Shakti Sustainable Energy Foundation, Council on Energy, Environment and Water, and Indian Institute of Sustainable Development, will hold a 2 days critical mineral summit enhancing beneficiation and processing capabilities from today and tomorrow at the India Habitat Centre in Lodi Estate, New Delhi. The Critical Minerals Summit is a pivotal event designed to foster collaboration, share knowledge and drive innovation in the field of critical mineral beneficiation and processing. The summit is set against the backdrop of India's rapid economic growth and ambitious clean energy targets, which underscores the urgent need for securing a domestic supply of critical raw materials essential for key technologies, including renewable energy systems and electric vehicles. As part of the upcoming Lotha Language Festival, the Lotha Academy and the Lotha Naga Cultural Resource Centre, Mount D College, organised a competition aimed at raising awareness and promoting the Lotha language and to celebrate its rich heritage at Government Higher Secondary School, Woka, on Saturday. The event hosted painting competition and skit. The initiative is aimed to emphasize the significance of preserving one's mother tongue, encouraging its usage, and fostering the growth of Lhota language. Students from multiple schools in Walker actively participated in the program. The results of the competition will be announced on the 4th of May during the Lhota Language Festival, which is scheduled on May 4 at Don Bosco Youth Resource Centre, Walker. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.